Remember when lunch at McDonald's really was something to get excited about? Or when just about everyone could lend you a Nokia charger? And we were all waiting for that Kodak moment. Well, times change and the mightiest and strongest brands do fall. That's the very inevitability that business analyst and author Michael McQueen has been tracking in his new book, Winning the Battle for Relevance, How Even the Greatest Become Obsolete. And Michael joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you so much.
How difficult is it for big brands to stay relevant, given that the pace of everything and change has accelerated everything?
So difficult. And one of the big challenges for big brands, of course, is they become bureaucratic. Once you've got a whole lot of organisational systems in place, it's like trying to steer the Titanic. It can take time. And this is the great challenge, of course, when you've got agile startups who can respond really quickly to what's changing in a marketplace. But then eventually those agile startups become bureaucratic themselves. And there was an interesting few articles in the last couple of years looking at how Microsoft transitioned from being just that, an agile startup, to being a bloated bureaucratic organization. And they've done some really interesting things to try and address that over the last couple of years.
Times have completely changed. 10 years ago, as I said in my intro, we all had Nokia phones. Business people and politicians defaulted to the BlackBerry, and now it's Apple, Samsung and HTC that dominate the market. Is it too late for companies to turn it around? And are there brands that can make a comeback if they sort of remake their image?
Well, there are certainly keys to turning a brand around, but I guess one of the key things you need to address is, in many cases within organisations, an unwillingness to change. Almost a sense of complacency or arrogance that can easily creep in, you know, and I call it the intoxication of success, when there's that sense in which we're so big, we're so successful, we've figured it out, we've arrived at the success formula. And now that old saying is so true, the moment you think you've made it, you've passed it. And any one of those big brands that we've talked about even so far in this couple of moments, there've been brands that got to that point where just that sense of arrogance or complacency just sort of crept in. And then once you throw on top of that bureaucracy and the fact that often organisations don't communicate well even internally, and that was a big reason behind the demise of Nokia, you've got a recipe for disaster right there. And, you know, BlackBerry, perfect case in point. I think it was January 2010, it had about 43% market share in the US. As of mid-last year, that had slumped to 1.3% market share. Huge, huge fall very, very quickly.
You say they become complacent, they become large, but they can see all around them. I mean, like I can see it, anyone can see it, that this is happening, that brands are falling over everywhere. Why do they still fall for the trap then, given they know that, you know, within literally a couple of months, they can lose so much relevance?
Well, there's the perennial bent for optimism. You know, it happened to others, but it won't happen to us. There's that part of human nature. But you've also got the fact that for many of these businesses, they've got shareholders. You know, they've got people they need to report to, and it all becomes about the here and the now. You know, how do we make a profit this quarter, this month? And so instead of maybe taking risks and innovating in ways that are maybe unproven, that maybe won't earn you a whole lot of revenue next quarter, but really will set you up for where you need to be in 5 years' time, there's sometimes a reticence to take those steps that are necessary. And you know, also, I think, too, you know, businesses focus on all the tangibles often to the exclusion of looking at some of the lead indicators of where the business is at. Because the numbers are a lagging indicator. That's what most businesses ignore until, as you say, it's until it's almost too late. It can happen in the space of just a few months. You lose relevance very quickly.
How do brands get so big in the first place?
Well, I mean, it's always that desire to grow, and that's a perennial desire amongst organisms and or institutions. But I guess that Caesar Augustus himself said it well, you know, hasten slowly. And this is the great danger is while it's important to grow, and by growing you can get economies of scale and market reach and brand dominance, the danger is when you grow too quickly. And it was HP's co-founder David Packard who put it really well when he said, you know, most companies die from indigestion, from too much opportunity, you know, too much growth too quickly, rather than starvation from too little.
Is it inevitable that any product that comes to dominate will eventually have to plummet? Like, it's a basic capitalist principle. It's the boom-bust kind of principle. If something becomes very successful, won't people want to seek out something completely different? I think that, you know, you make a bit of a point about this in your book.
Yeah, and I mean, look at the brand of Billabong as a perfect example. It was cool. It was not mainstream. It was for surfers and those who were aspiring to be cool. And then as soon as it became mainstream, then of course its core market sort of drifted away from it. And you know, Billabong's had some significant challenges in the last few years. And you know, there's really a sense in which I guess everything does have its time. You know, there's a time for every season, that idea that when things have passed, it's actually better to let them go, you know, rather than trying to flog a dead horse. And you know, one of the things I often share with clients is, you know, it's easy to give birth and raise the dead. And sometimes, you know, you let that product or even that business or that initiative die a natural death rather than trying to revive it. But, you know, but that said, many products and businesses probably die before their time, and it's often due to a failure to reinvent them.
How do you know when to call it?
Yeah, it'd be nice if there was a simple formula. I mean, there isn't. It's a bit of a gut feel thing. But, I mean, you look at some of the examples, and I think you can learn a lot from the patterns of brands that have got it right as well as those who've got it wrong. And I think the best example is Lego. I mean, back in the mid to late 90s, Lego was in massive trouble. You would have probably almost thought, you know, they're a dated brand. Maybe they've had their time. Technology's come along. All the cool kids want to play with video games. But, I mean, look at Lego in the last 15 years, how they've turned things around. So the brand, even though it was old, I mean, 91 years old this year, they've kept reinventing themselves. And look at their one-time rival, Meccano. Still around, but a shadow of their former selves.
Once companies hit their relevance peak, they either move to stage three, not super hot, but okay, or this stage four you talk about. McDonald's is an example of a company that's settled into stage three in the US, but you argue that it's actually still hanging in there in Australia. How is it doing that?
Doing really well in Australia. In the scheme of things, Australia is a very innovative market for McDonald's. And I think my suspicion would be there's a culture where innovation and risk are encouraged here, perhaps in a way they're not in other markets. Because if you look globally, McDonald's has had a pretty tough year. I mean, like a tough couple of years. Last year, I think their net income globally tumbled 15%, which is a huge, huge drop for a company that big. But in Australia, you look at some of the innovative things they've done that Create My Taste campaign that they've released, which is all about trying to make McDonald's a bespoke experience. You create your own burger, your own gourmet experience. Look at McCafe. That was ours. That was an Aussie invention around the world, and McDonald's came out of Australia, and now the rest of the world uses it. So there's a track record of McDonald's in Australia being innovative, and I think it's probably a cultural thing internally that allows that to happen.
Can you get ahead of the game and track the trends that might cause a brand to lose relevance, to sort of stay ahead of it? I mean, is that part of what you advise businesses?
Definitely, and that's really the key theme of the book is, how do you reinvent yourself before you're forced to? You know, how do you start changing your business, your organisation, and it's not just businesses, any non-profit or social institution, you've got to keep reinventing yourself before you have to. And one of the trends that I've been looking at is a few that I think are going to cause massive ripples in the next few years, but one of them is the driverless car. And we heard just in the last few weeks, I think GM last week announced that their 2017 Cadillac version in the US will be 70% autonomous. So 70% of the time, kick it into neutral, it'll drive itself. And the significance of that will be massive. I mean, think for insurers, for instance. By year 2025, when it becomes mainstream for Aussies to have driverless cars, you know, if you have an accident in a driverless car, who's at fault? You know, who makes the claim on the insurance? But, you know, also, apart from the insurance business being profoundly changed, think of how much we all pay to park our cars in CBDs around the country. You'll never pay for parking again, because your car will drop you at work, it'll go home, and it'll wait for you until you're done and come and pick you back up. Wouldn't that be awesome? And it'll change so many industries. So that's definitely one to watch.
Thank you so much for joining me, Michael.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that's business analyst and author Michael McQueen. His new book, Winning the Battle for Relevance, How Even the Greatest Become Obsolete, is out now. You're listening to RN Drive with me, Patricia Carvalis, right across Australia online and the Asia Pacific. I'm taking you through to 7:30 this evening.